Just tell us.
I said teleportation.
Teleportation? That's actually a really good one.
X-ray vision.
Invisibility.
Invisibility. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, and here's just another thing. Could you guys actually... So we're just going to dive in, I guess, before we get to calling. I've just, like, gone way too far ahead. Could you just share a bit of your journey, a bit of your faith journey up until this point? And, I don't know, take, like, half an hour... No, two or three minutes. And, yeah? Cool.
I've been here since all my life. Grew up in Kids Space, youth group, and my faith was installed by my family, basically. My parents are both amazing Christians.
Gay mom and dad.
Yeah, I guess, like, it was something like my parents had, I guess, not something personal, something I experienced myself. It was more inherent in that kind of sense. I think it was just about year six. I started to read my Bible, started to get to know Jesus a lot more personally. And then I think it was late year six or year seven, I got baptized. Basically, from that point on, it wasn't something... like my parents had, or something I had myself, something I found, and I found Jesus not to be some big guy in the sky, but to be someone, my friend, my savior, my helper, and yeah, just, I guess, I found him personally.
That's so good. How good is that? That's awesome.
Yeah, so my name is Jordan, and I also grew up in this church. I've been
here. Jeff.
Hey, my name is Jeff.
We have a running joke, sorry.
Yeah, so I was born here in this very church. Both grew up with my brother and my parents growing up in Grace Point. Similar to Nate, a lot of my faith came from, kind of inherited in a sense from my family, just coming here every Sunday and kind of, listening to the awesome Sunday school teachers, Kids Space. Going along youth, young adults. I think I came across and grew my own faith, around high school time where, a lot of my friends my own age kind of, stopped coming to church. And then I had to kind of really find my own kind of identity in Christ and make a decision, if this was something more of a social thing or kind of something that I just wanted to grow deeper with my relationship with God. During that time I really grew, prayed a lot. It's always been a constant in my life and something that I'm very grateful for.
That's awesome.
I probably shouldn't have let Nate go first because mine's very similar. My parents, obviously, parents are the same.
You have the same parents?
Yeah. And I've been fortunate enough to grow up in the church as well. But my faith also became my own after my baptism about 2 years ago. And for those of you that have known me for a long time now, you would have known that I was also more shy towards the junior years of high school. And then it was about the time of baptism, maybe a bit 6 months earlier, where I grew in confidence. And a lot of that came from God. And so as I continued to search and go through high school, go through life, I realized that the points where I did rely on God, I was able to be more successful and I was able to be more confident in myself, less self-conscious. And I really grew in that. And it's, as silly as it is, from then on, I've still turned away and then realized, oh, I should get back over following God, and invest in Him. And the HSC journey was a big, point that facilitated that, and kind of amplified my faith. And even being able to rest now after finishing high school has allowed me to be at one of my highest points in my faith journey. So yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. So I guess like you guys are all at different, I guess, life stages. You know, you're heading to uni. You're in, what are you in again? The pre-admission or you're like in?
Early entry.
Early entry. I can never remember. Yeah. Early entry. And you're like a professional.
Yeah, rock star.
Rock star over here. I got so many jazz jokes, but I won't say any of them. And you're in school. So, Dis, can you talk a little bit like about, so, oh, you want to go first? Yeah, you got the mic. You just go first. Yeah, okay. So do you want to just talk about a little bit like what it looks like specifically for you to follow Jesus, not just at, like, not, like, cause sometimes we can think that, sometimes like we wear a mask, I think. Like, we come to church on Sunday and we're like, oh, everything's awesome. And then like our Monday to Saturday or whatever is like, oh, like, so I'm wondering like, what's your, I don't know, thoughts or like, how do you got some hot tips on how to like live out your call to actually follow Jesus? Like, not just like when you're at church, but you know, when you're at school doing HSC, what does that look like? How do you do that?
Good question. I guess the first tip would be that it's not easy all the time. But actually that when it's harder is when it's more beneficial. And then at the times when life gets hard, when you're stressed, if you're able to rely on God, then it makes the easy times even easier. But yeah, as for practical things in the day-to-day, for a long time, and even still now, I can get a bit worried, like, I don't read my Bible enough, I don't read my Bible, I'm not praying enough, I didn't pray today, and get caught up in that, but, I've been able to be more intentional, just setting aside time in the morning to just talk to God, to think about what God might put in my life today, before me, yeah, and so the tip
And that's really coming from like a relationship with God, hey? So it's not like, oh my gosh, I feel guilty because I didn't read my Bible, or like you're just like, you're in that place because you want God like in your life because you got like this relationship with Him, hey?
Yeah. And as you go through, you learn that God's going to love you no matter what.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So yeah.
Even if you don't read your Bible every day. Yeah. How good is that?
I think being Christian, or the perception of Christianity a lot side, from the outside, people can kind of think it of being a very kind of a behavioral tick the box kind of religion. And even Christians yourself can kind of think that way a lot. And in that sense, naturally, you kind of think that way, things can put you down. It can be quite draining. But yeah, like having that mindset where it really matters where your heart is at. Where your heart is in Jesus. I feel, that can help you live out, your kind of belief in Jesus, not just on Sundays, but carried out, you know, throughout the week in whatever you do. And something personally for me too, I think, is just, you know, just being thankful for the little things as well that kind of God gives you, whether that's, you know, your family, your friends, just, yeah, whatever, you know, whatever is happening in your life, being thankful, because there's kind of challenges in, you know, all different stages, school, uni, work, but yeah, being thankful for what God has given you, and what, yeah, present, I think is, kept that constant. Because God never changes. Things change, but God never changes. So I found that very helpful.
Yeah, so good. That's awesome.
For me, I am quite into sport. And my calling, I feel like what helps me live out my calling is, I think for a while I kind of segregated God time and then everything else time. So like I would have that Bible time and then I would have prayer time and then, but then for the rest of the day, I would go away from it. And I think what I've learned to do is, as it says in Thessalonians, try to pray incessantly. So I think throughout my day, talking to God like He's someone next to me, having a conversation with Him, like giving Him the business, like working hard, hardly working, that kind of stuff. and just kind of
love it.
Yeah, just knowing He's with me, knowing like the Creator of the universe is in my heart. His Spirit empowers me, knowing that sometimes, like, we can feel alone as Christians and kind of an anti-Christian society, but knowing that, yeah, God is with us, that helps me in my relationships with others, in like playing sport, trying to do that for Him in a sense, that's going through school with my mates and that. So yeah, I think just, intertwining like God time or prayer and like the word and all that kind of stuff in everyday life, not just like segregating the two. So I think that's been the biggest help for me living out my call.
Yeah, that's awesome. So how do you love like Jesus loves, like when you're tackling someone? You don't have to answer.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like, oh, Jesus loves you. He's giving you a big hug. Yeah, that's so good, man. That's awesome. So, here's a question. Do you have any hot tips in how to be confident in your call to follow Jesus? Just be confident.
I think confidence in our call, or I think it's stemmed in the fact that we can't do anything ourselves. Christianity isn't work-based. It's purely because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. And so I think sometimes when we don't feel like anxiety, or we don't feel confidence because we're too self-dependent and we think we have to do everything on ourselves. But being confident in our call, I guess, comes from talking to God first and foremost, but also to our friends and family. And, just knowing that, reading the word, knowing that God is with us and knowing, acknowledging that we can't do it ourselves and we need God. So I think that's the biggest thing for, confidence.
So it's kind of like a sense of surrender. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, to be honest, I think in the current climate that we're in, it's actually getting harder as a society for Christians kind of to be openly confident, and outwardly kind of, you know, share their love of Christ. Just with things, how things have been progressing, and especially in my line of work. I would say that, you know, if you guys like came to the last jazz night and you kind of see the performance, a lot of that's one side of things. There's a lot of kind of a, you know, it's an awesome space and I love it. But then there's also a lot of other sides to it, as in terms of there's a lot of, temptation, the kind of the people that you hang out with, the whole kind of, and I guess in like, I guess a normal job, you call it a corporate ladder, but this is kind of a, I know the music ladder. Jazz ladder, but it's a different kind of hierarchy. And, the way it works, there's a lot of very non-Christian sentiments that that people kind of do to kind of work their way up in the music industry. So yeah, in that sense and in society in general, I think it's quite, yeah, it can be hard to kind of openly follow and proclaim kind of your you know, your belief in Jesus. Well, what I think helps me personally is, yeah, looking at other people who don't have that kind of belief in faith is that they hold on to a lot of material things, and you can't really rely on that. Things change, things come and go. But God's love kind of is that constant. And being at this church has been a huge, obviously, big factor in that, and upholding that kind of faith. And yeah, I think, yeah, for me it's been super important because, yeah, like I said, there was a bit of a turning point there where, I guess, within my circle, being a Christian was a very easy thing. Like all my friends were coming, it was like, that was like the place to be. Like, you know, all my friends would come in, my parents, family, friends. But yeah, then going to high school, I went to an all boys selective school, not too many Christians. So things kind of turning, and then even less so going to, university and studying music. But yeah, that constant of, being Christian, yeah, really helped me be grounded and not have to worry about things. Because yeah, it is an interesting profession. it's a lot of fun, but there's a lot of uncertainty as well. But yeah, always trusting God, knowing that He has a plan for you is helps me a lot.
Yeah, that's so good. It's like just having a confidence in the hope that we have in Jesus and like His love for us, which is like something that we get to carry as believers, which is so awesome. Yeah. That's so good.
Well, I think these two nailed it. But I'd just add that, for me, one of my biggest, obstacles, I guess, was public speaking. Especially, in front of a whole school. And so one of the biggest things was, as Nate touched on earlier, moving God into my everyday. So when I'm at school too, God's there. I don't necessarily give him the business, but, like if I was backstage, I'd pray to God. I'd say, I know you're here with me. Just give me the strength to go through with this. And I took great comfort in the fact that he's seen multiple speakers, thousands, millions of speakers do that before. And those speakers were okay afterwards. I don't think any of them died of the embarrassment. And that even if I made a mistake running the game, I'm happy and I'm content that God's going to love me, and that God's going to use that for my benefit to then grow me as a public speaker, to fulfill His will. And so there, in that way, my confidence is purely through God.
Yeah, it's so good. Wow. Guys are awesome. I got so many questions. There's so much we could talk about. I guess another thing I wanted to just, I guess, chat on, I think last month I shared also, like, God doesn't, so He calls us to salvation, and then He calls us to sanctification, which, you know, we set ourselves apart for Him, and then He also calls us to serve. So I guess I'd like to ask, we're all given gifts, and we're actually called to use those gifts to build each other up. I'm just wondering if you could, you know, touch a little bit on that. I mean, what does that mean for you? Like, to use what God's given you, for, like, to encourage others. I mean, not necessarily just in church, but also outside as well. Outside of church, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is something that I'm still working through. But one of the biggest decisions was going through and choosing what career I wanted to follow. So I've decided, as it stands, to become a PE teacher and study that in uni. And a lot of that came from my family, and what I was blessed with a certain family where, most of you would know my mom, and most of you would know her for the fact because she is extroverted. And I believe that later in my high school life, I took on some of that extrovertedness, and I get energy from interacting with people. And I love helping other people and teaching them, to see them grow and improve in their own life. And so I thought that was very applicable to teaching. And I also had a family where my dad is a very disciplined person in everything that he does, and he's driven that in us. And in that way, I believe that I've been able to work for certain things, and that'll be something that I can take into the profession of teaching. A lot of people say the main deterrent is paperwork, or
it's paperwork in every
everything, there is.
So don't worry.
or having to do the same lesson plans over and over again. But I believe that God's given me the skills to be able to find joy in that.
Yeah, awesome.
Through Him.
So, yeah, so good. That's awesome.
Yeah. I guess in my journey in deciding to go into music, it started off kind of coming from my family. My both parents, they're not musical at all. They're practically tone deaf.
They're not here tonight, hey, so it's fine.
No. I'll say it to them anyway. So they really had no music operating. So I guess, I know if you had to draw kind of a predicted branch or whatever, this would definitely be a detour in terms of how things went. And naturally too, like, going to a highly selective school, the numbers didn't crunch either. Didn't make sense. But I firmly believe that God has given me this gift of music. And in the Bible it says for you to use your gifts. Despite, you know, I could always have thought more on the, you know, the practical side and all these kind of things. Like, it's, you know, it's not a very steady kind of job. I prayed about it a lot. God has assured me, you know, for, you know, where I'm supposed to be right now. And like, I don't know what that would look like, you know, in the future. But, I know God's got my back in terms of, you know, everything will be fine. So kind of just, yeah, allow me to, use my gifts. And yeah, I think, yeah, I'm very thankful for that. It's taken me many places. It's taken me overseas. Yeah, that's awesome. It's something I'm so
I heard you got like a project coming up.
Like, well, yes.
Something's happening.
Well, recently, it's one awesome opportunity that I've been able to do is I was able to be commissioned by the ABC to record an album, which was done a couple of weeks ago. that was an exciting thing. And so that's in the books. And, you know, if I never trusted in God and to, you know, follow the path that is set out for me, then some of these things would never have happened. Flipping over to the other side that you're talking about, being called to serve.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone has God-given gifts, and so, like, it doesn't have to be, you know, either, you know, a very concrete kind of like a creative outlet or, you know, physical kind of outlet. It can come in all shapes and forms. Some people, I know very much so, have in this church, the gift of kindness, organization, all different kind of things. And I feel that, you know, everything that I have is from God. So then, more to give back. So obviously, in my form, that's through the worship team. And I'm thankful for like people like Nico bring, you know, it's so awesome what he's doing with the youth band at the moment. So I came through a similar thing. That's why I think it's very important to serve.
But did he teach you everything you know?
Nothing at all. Nah, everything. Nico's
nothing
the best.
At all.
Yeah. Nah, it's cool. But it's people like Nico and leaders like that, like, they're so very understanding of my personal situation.
Yeah,
like,
so good. Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, the last hour, I'm like, oh, sorry, can't make it to church rehearsal. I've been called up to do something else. And they made that, the environment to serve very, very easy for myself. So I'm thankful for that as well.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. So good.
I think the biggest blessing I have is the faith that has been instilled in me by my family at a young age. And how I use this blessing to serve is, well, I see the joy that I have knowing that Jesus Christ is my Savior. And that He died for me, and that I can have eternal life because nothing I have done because of everything he has done. And I just want all my mates and everyone I encounter to know that joy. So I guess Lockie started a Bible study at our school, and now he's left, I have the privilege of carrying that on. So I lead a Bible study at school. It's been really good seeing more and more people come, seeing some of my mates come to know Jesus. I guess in the sporting world, sometimes I can sneak a bit of Jesus in there sometimes.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So like, after like, while we're cooling down or something, I've asked a few people if they know God and have a little bit of a conversation with them. I just think also like just planting seeds a little bit, just saying little things like God bless you or something, just doing little things in our lives to try get a bit of God into other people's lives.
That's so good. Man, you guys are like so wise. Well, we might actually, I guess, wrap it up here. Because I heard there's burritos or something next door. Everyone's like, yeah. So have you guys got any final closing comments, thoughts, encouragements?
God is good.
God is good. Come on.
That's
yes.
Great.
Amen. Yeah. So good. Guys, got anything?
No, Nate said it all.
Nate said it all, yeah.
God is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
All right, great.